Tacoma is Pierce County's biggest city. It's also the main hub of services for homeless people who live in that county. But organizations there are struggling to meet the demands for those services. Some people looking for shelter in Tacoma are turned away every single night. So last year, the city of Tacoma passed an ordinance to allow construction of a tent city there. 15 months have passed since that ordinance was approved, and still no tent city in Tacoma. Matt Driscoll's a columnist for the Tacoma News Tribune. He told Ross Reynolds there are a few obstacles to opening a tent city.
The way the ordinance down here is written kind of requires them to move sites every 3 months or 93 days. And so that's been a difficulty, and that's not just a matter of lining up one site down here. Really, what that means is they've got to get three or four sites to ensure continued service. You know, no church organization wants to be the first, really, and nobody wants to be the one to risk having to kick the tent city out. So it kind of ups the difficulty there of just lining up the number of sites. And then there are some other issues kind of around permit fees. It's a $1,500 permit fee per site, which is kind of a hurdle for a tent city. And then, I mean, there's some community pushback, and there's some pushback from leaders. I think, you know, there's kind of the predictable ones. Folks don't really want a tent city in their neighborhood. They're kind of scared of the implications of that. And then there's the more nuanced ones down here in Tacoma. We've really kind of endorsed the housing first model of wanting to get folks into housing as opposed to focusing on shelters or things like tent cities. And I think a lot of people see a tent city potentially as a distraction or a divergent from that kind of ultimate goal. So, you know, there are a lot of hurdles to make this happen down here.
There are shelters in Tacoma. Why do people see the need for tent cities?
That's true. There are shelters. There's six total, four serving homeless and homeless families, and then a couple that focus on domestic violence. I guess the reason I would say there might be a need is just if you look at the numbers of folks getting turned away from shelters on a nightly basis. I mean, I'm sure you've covered homelessness on plenty of occasions there, and you know that getting the numbers behind these things is a little bit difficult, but just looking at the number of folks that are turned away from our four main shelters down here on a nightly basis, and it's kind of glaring. I mean, the rescue mission down here turns away 50 families a day, 30 individuals. The CCS shelter turns away 55 to 80 individuals. Now, of course, there's possible that there's some overlap on that, and you know, we're talking about the same people in those numbers, but I think it's probably also safe to assume that, you know, if you're a person trying to secure a shelter bed and you're getting turned away on a regular basis, at some point you just give up.
It's pretty difficult to run a homeless camp. There are a couple organizations here that have found the locations and gotten the tents, but also it's policing it. It's making sure that the wrong people don't get into the homeless camp. It's maintaining relations with neighbors. These organizations in Seattle have been going on for a while. Is there any organization in Tacoma that can kind of do that?
I mean, that's a good question, and that's a big point. And you know, at the risk of offending the group down here that's trying to get the tent city going, I would say that that is a significant difference. The group down here that's trying to get it going is a grassroots organization. I mean, while some of the members do have history in some of the Seattle tent cities, so they're familiar with how they run, but you're right. We don't have a share wheel situation down here where an organization is really looking to step up and run it. What we have more is a grassroots organization, and you know, a lot of the rescue missions or your Metropolitan Development Council, the folks who are doing the shelters or engaged in the housing first, would prefer to kind of focus on those endeavors. So no, we don't have an organization as fleshed out down here that's looking to step up and do this. It's more of a grassroots effort.
Matt, you reported for the Seattle Weekly, so you're somewhat familiar with what goes on here. How would you compare the approach that Tacoma is taking to homeless people to Seattle?
Well, I mean, I think there are similarities and differences. As you noted, I did 3 years at Seattle Weekly before coming down here, so I kind of saw the city's transition on the tent city issue. You know, I remember when I was first started up there, it was, I think, Mayor McGinn was a proponent of tent cities as a helpful tool, but most of the city council saw it the other way, and then now you've kind of come around where you've got Mayor Murray recently launching the plan up there to expand the tent cities. Down here, I think what people would tell you is they want to focus on the housing first model. They want to throw their effort behind getting people into reliable housing rather than focus on tent cities. Some on the council have said that they don't see the need for a tent city. I've taken a different stance on that. I think the number of people getting turned away on nightly basis from shelters suggests that there is a need, and I think Housing First and a tent city could potentially work together. But right now, the focus has been on, you know, while they did pass the ordinance that kind of sets the guidelines, so if somebody does want to start a tent city, they could do it. I think from a city perspective, the focus is on Housing First. And I must say that they've had some amount of success, especially in terms of homeless veterans. So, you know, I don't think anybody is taking an anti-homeless stance. Certainly, I think there's just kind of differing views on how is best to help this population.
Tacoma News Tribune columnist Matt Driscoll, he spoke with Ross Reynolds.